Back now with Day to Day.
Well, hi there. How are you doing? I'm Amy Walker. I'm 25 years old, and I was born in Texas.
There's a short clip on YouTube of a woman that it's just mesmerizing. A young woman stares into the camera, and then she demonstrates 21 accents in 2.5 minutes.
Hello, my name is Amy Walker, and I'm from Moscow in Russia. That's right. My name is Amy Walker, and I was born in Dublin, Ireland.
Amy Walker is here now from... Amy Walker, where are you from?
I was born in Seattle, actually. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Whidbey Island, Puget Sound in Washington State.
So is this a Seattle accent we're hearing right now?
I guess, yeah.
Or a Whidbey Island accent?
Whidbey Island.
What is your favorite accent?
Gosh, my favorite accent to do is probably Australian. I mean, it's so chewy, and they have so many... nicknames, heaps of nicknames. I love it.
I understand your first paid gig was a minor role in a movie in New Zealand, and your director in New Zealand on this movie had no idea that you weren't a native?
No. Well, if he'd asked where I was from, I would have said Seattle, Washington State, but he didn't. So I just auditioned for the role and, was cast and did my job.
And even offset, you maintain the accent?
When I'm in New Zealand, I sound like a New Zealander. It's just a lot easier for me to sound like what I'm listening to.
That's hard to do, the difference between New Zealand and Australian.
It is.
Also, it's different regions that you master in your short video. You've got different regions of England, for one,
Britain. Yes, that's good fun.
It seems to be pretty difficult for American actors to master the British accent. And we actually have a clip here of Kevin Costner in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And it seems like he's clearly struggling to get that British accent down.
We'll find safety and solace in our trees.
Yeah, but what about our kid? Sheriff's taking all they got, too.
And by God, we take it back.
I can't even struggle
that clip. I can't believe you picked it, because that is something I remember when that film came out. And that was something that I thought, he looks like Robin Hood.
Wow, you just slipped right into that. Do you just find yourself just in the course of your life just slipping into various accents?
Absolutely. If I'm not paying attention to how I'm sounding, or my thoughts generally take this accent, and if I've got a thought that makes sense in some other kind of accent, I'll come out like that. So I don't know how to explain it, really. It just sort of happens.
So how do you do it? You say you want to master the Irish accent, for example. How do you go about studying it and really getting it down?
Well, finding authentic examples. The worry is that I'll come across a word or a phrase that I haven't ever heard before. Or like with Australian, I had the sounds and pronunciation down really early upon moving there. But to learn the jargon, to learn all the, nicknames. with some sort of Cockney, it's a different sort of thing.
Yeah, you've got the whole Cockney rhyming slang, which is another...
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. You don't want to go down that road.
Oh, I do. I want to go down that road. I've never met that road yet. There's time.
Amy Walker, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That's Amy Walker speaking in her native accent. She's an aspiring actress and YouTube video star from Seattle. She joined us from WHYY in Philadelphia. And to see the complete YouTube video that started all the buzz about Amy Walker, you can go to npr.org.